It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. We are getting into the awesome book of Omni today. I like to call Omni the five guys, right? Because this covers almost 200 years of history, and you got five guys who are the writers right here. You start off, of course, with Omni himself. Now, Omni would be the great-great-grandson of Lehi. This man has believing blood in him. Now, often I think Omni gets kind of a bad rap of being a wicked man. Let me show you why I think he's not such a wicked guy after all. You go to verse number one, it came to pass that Omni, being commanded by my father Jacob that I should write somewhat upon these plates to preserve our genealogy. Now, reminding you, we're running out of room on these plates, so you've got to be very brief with what you say. Verse 2, wherefore in my days, I would that you should know that I fought much with the sword to preserve my people, the Nephites, from falling into the hands of their enemies, the Lamanites. He's probably like, look, I didn't have chance to write many things down because I'm too busy trying to preserve my people. But behold, I of myself am a wicked man, and I have not kept the statutes and the commandments of the Lord as I ought to have done. Now, if that's the case, how many of us fall into the category of wicked if we haven't kept the commandments as we should have? Now, one of the cool things that helps me gain some insight into who Omni is. You click on the word am, as far as I of myself am a wicked man, it gives you three topical guide things to search: confession, honesty, and humility. Last time I checked, those are three very desirable qualities. Here is this man who's just like, look, I'm a wicked man. And I don't know if he's just being rough on himself, or this man is just tired from fighting. It's like, look, I just haven't kept the commandments as well as I should have. Now, you get into verse number 3. It came to pass 276 years had passed away, and we had seen many seasons of peace, and we had many seasons of serious war and bloodshed. Yea, and in fine, 282 years had passed away, and I had kept the plates according to the commandments of my fathers, and I conferred them unto my son Amaron, and I make an end. You know, you just look at those first three verses right there. Again, here is a man who is calling himself a wicked man, and I don't think he's a wicked guy, because you look at confession, honesty, humility, and obedience. Last time I checked, like I said, very desirable qualities. I think Omni is a good dude who was probably just very tired and busy doing all of these things. He's like, I just haven't kept the commandments as well as I should have. I think we all fall into that category. I think Omni is awesome. Now, you get into Amaron, who writes five verses. Okay, again, you're getting room on the plates. It's starting to be pretty scarce. And now I, Amaron, write the things whatsoever I write, which are few, in the book of my father. Behold, it came to pass 320 years had passed away. The more wicked part of the Nephites were destroyed, for the Lord would not suffer after he had led them out of the land of Jerusalem and kept and preserved them from falling into the hands of their enemies. Yea, he would not suffer that the word should not be verified. There's that statement that we saw yesterday, which he spake unto our fathers. And again, this is the word that had been verified. Inasmuch as ye will not keep my commandments, ye shall not prosper in the land. Wherefore the Lord did visit them in great judgment. Nevertheless, he did spare the righteous that they should not perish, but did deliver them out of the hands of their enemies. And it came to pass that I did deliver the plates unto my brother Chemish. Now here is writer number 3, the incredibly prolific writer Chemish, that writes one verse. Verse 9 is almost kind of humorous the way he writes this, but again, I want to give these guys as much grace as possible. Now I, Chemish, write what few things I write in the same book with my brother. For behold, I saw the last which he wrote, that he wrote it with his own hand, and he wrote it in the day that he delivered them unto me. And after this manner, we keep the records, for it is according to the commandments of our fathers, and I make an end. I love that. He's just like, yep, I got the records. I saw that my brother wrote here, and he did good, and I'm going to write something too, and I'm going to pass it on. There you go. There's Chemish for you. Now you got writer number 4, Abinadab, who is the son of Chemish. He said, behold, it came to pass that I saw much war and contention between my people, the Nephites and the Lamanites. So you can see what is the backdrop of a lot of these guys writing. And I, with my own sword, have taken the lives of many of the Lamanites in the defense of my brethren. And behold, the record of this people is engraven upon the plates, which is had by the kings according to the generations. And I know of no revelation save that which is written, neither prophecy, wherefore that which is sufficient is written. There's that statement again. It's like, look, I don't know what else to add. And I make an end. So we're 11 verses in and four riders down, right? And again, I want to give these guys some props here because they're fighting a lot and they're trying to preserve themselves. And they're just like, I'm just trying to keep this thing going and I'm passing it along. Sometimes the keeping of the commandments can actually be pretty tough for some people. And they're just like, look, I'm just going to do my best. These four guys, I think, did their best. And now you get to rider number 5 in verse number 12. His name is Amalickiah. He's a good dude. He is the son of Abinadab, who just wrote there. And behold, I will speak unto you somewhat concerning Mosiah, who was made king over the land of Zarahemla. So we have kings going on here. For behold, he being warned of the Lord that he should flee out of the land of Nephi, and as many as would hearken unto the voice of the Lord should also depart out of the land with him into the wilderness. Now, I want to focus on this wilderness for a second. We'll get more into Mosiah here in just a week or so. Wilderness is wild, uncharted area. I mean, you've got the word wild right there with this wilderness. This is a tough area, so they're going into the wilderness. We've seen this happen before in the Book of Mormon. Came to pass that he did according as the Lord had commanded him, and they departed out of the land into the wilderness, as many as would hearken unto the voice of the Lord. And they were led by many preachings and prophesyings, and they were admonished continually by the word of God, and they were led by the power of his arm through the wilderness. You click on the word arm, it gives you some cool footnotes there to look at. Until they had come down into the land, which is called the land of Zarahemla. You know, the wilderness is a tough place to be in. I know there's a lot of people out there watching, and you're just like, I'm in kind of wild, uncharted territory right now. It reminded me back from General Conference. And again, General Conference is fresh on my mind, so I'm trying to go back and read through it. President Eyring gave a wonderful talk. Here is a man in a wilderness of his own right now, just recently lost his wife. His health is starting to decline. He is in his 90s. And you see some of our prophets there are starting to get into what you would call wild, uncharted territory. It's like they've never been here before, physical health-wise. President Eyring, as he sat there, gave a wonderful talk, said this: trials, challenges, and heartaches will surely come to all of us. None of us are immune from, quote, the thorns of the flesh. Yet as we attend the temple and remember our covenants, we can prepare to receive personal direction from the Lord. So just like President Eyring said, and just like Amalickiah said here, as you let the word of God lead you through the wilderness and the crazy uncharted adventures of your life, you will see the power of his arm extended to you in your life. I've seen it happen in my own life. I've seen it happen with others. I watched it happen with our apostles and prophets in conference, and I know that that is a true principle. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.